In the headlines, problems in the Pine as Barbados records another homicide and a stabbing as well. The Barbados Police Service make another drug bust. This time, almost $100,000 worth of cannabis seized. The taxi industry currently in uproar just days before Uber's launch in Barbados. And a Barbadian accountant based in Boston named among Forbes' top 200 in that industry. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Barbados has recorded another homicide following the shooting death of 21-year-old Krishan Gooding. Known by his friends as Berkey, the young man of 18 4th Avenue North Close, Wildy St. Michael, was gunned down at Stafford Hill in the Pine late last night. Police say initial investigations have shown that the two assailants approached the area and discharged multiple gunshots which struck Gooding, who was sitting in the area. He was transported in a private motor vehicle to the QEH where he succumbed to his injuries. When Starcom Network visited the home of the deceased, his twin sister was too distraught to speak. While over at Stafford Hill, those in the area spoke of last night's incident.
I just hear the shots when they look, but no, they see Berkey Pine grown. He did catch in the breath, and it was like Berkey would be good, just hold firm, and he just breathing, and he cursed everybody. Because they got him mad, and when they Pine grown, it was like, you know, whatever. Yeah, and they had the boy Pine grown, and then they end up seeing the breathing again, was it like, Kaylon, and then they end up with Kaylon, like, I end up whipping the grass with the mold, and then hurt me.
It was a good boy.
Very loving, dressed nice, funny. Yeah, he made a good birthday next week.
But he was a cool boy. He used to go up the house. He used to go up with the study. He was smaller. Only this week we talk about that. He said, Berkey, you get your certificate? Berkey said, yeah. He said, me too, boy. He was just a cool boy all around, man. Made you laugh.
Residents of Stafford Hill, the Pine, St. Michael. Reports reaching Starcom Network moments ago point to another altercation in the same area of the Pine where a man has been stabbed and is currently in critical condition. The Barbados Police Service's Serious Organized Crime Unit has arrested and charged 52-year-old Sean Marston Campbell of Orange Hill Development, St. James, in connection with a major drug seizure. Campbell is facing charges of possession, trafficking, and intent to supply cannabis following a police operation on October 15th. Officers recovered more than 24 kilograms of suspected cannabis with an estimated street value of over 99,000 Barbados dollars. Campbell is scheduled to appear before the Holtown Magistrates Court later this afternoon. Some local taxi operators are expressing concern about Uber's services beginning operations soon in Barbados. Starcom Network News spoke to some taxi drivers this morning in the Bridgetown port, where some said the move would intensify competition in an already challenging industry, while others are calling on authorities to ensure a level playing field and to consult with industry stakeholders.
I believe that Barbados is too small workload for Uber. It can put a big day on my business because I understand that Uber is bringing private cars to do their work. So a man like me, I got a taxi for me, I give you a good work. But a man like got an 8-4 job now, a company even now, and cut me out. You know, he will leave his job and come and do Uber till the service more time. So the government got to look at it and rectify it.
My concern is that at the moment, there are a lot of taxis, maybe too many here on the island. And for the government to go out and bring in another entity, it's like putting us on more pressure. We, especially taxi drivers in the port, we were seasonal. 6 months ago, a hustle, we getting crumbs. And every season, the crumbs getting less.
Uber, I don't think it can do any taxi industry. The work already is gone. And I see it every year, things get hard. All the pundits and the tourism experts and team talking about this is the best season ever. Every season since I started in 1982 got harder. And there are more of us coming all the time. The care is smaller.
Voices of taxi drivers outside the Bridgetown port this morning. Meantime, General Manager of Industry Leaders Pickup Barbados, Hannah Gill, on the eve of their fifth anniversary, said they are not worried about the competition.
I know that we've stayed true to our promise to drivers, which has been to keep commission steady and really continue to serve their best interest when we look at uplifting the taxi community. So I think definitely not a surprise. We plan on continuing to do what we have done, which is offer that reliable service to our customers. But we have very strong relationships with all of the drivers that we work with. We've undertaken many initiatives to give back to them in many ways. And so I think what they can rely on is, you know, the trustworthiness. And they know that we have their interests at heart.
General Manager of Pickup Barbados, Hannah Gill, in the Lunchtime Edition. Digital Sharp Incorporated has emerged the winner of the National Cultural Foundation's Cricket Film Competition. The announcement came this morning from the NCF Business Development Manager, Andre Hoyt. Producer Rivelino Simmons told Starcom Network the winning film, titled Knock Them Down, will use the $1 million prize to fund extensive research and travel as part of the production process.
There's a funding of $1 million. However, projects like this has so many aspects, from travel. We're looking to go to South Africa, India, England to tell this story. We're hoping to get Australia. That's expensive. And it's a whole crew of 4 or 5 people to deal with the production, the director, you know, the cameraman, the sound operator. We're looking at researchers to research every aspect of this. We're looking at so many aspects and elements within the production. We're looking at composing original score. It's so many crew members.
Producer Rivelino Simmons. Self-sustainability and a clear path towards independence remains the main focus of the One Family Program. The point was reinforced this morning as the Ministry of Agriculture made a donation to the program to mark the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. Senior Agriculture Officer Brett Taylor said the donation of growing boxes was strategic.
The Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security is proud to support initiatives like this because we understand that food security is the foundation of social stability. When people can provide for themselves, they are less vulnerable to external shocks and to better positioned to contribute positively to their communities. The World Family Program has already demonstrated that what is possible when compassion meets empowerment. By walking alongside families, helping them to not just to survive, but to rebuild, the program has become a model of how partnership across government, private sector, and civil society can truly change lives.
That's Senior Agricultural Officer Brett Taylor. A former Harrison College alumnus has been listed among the Forbes top 200 accountants in the USA. Andrew Thorne, a partner with PricewaterhouseCoopers, has been given the honor and says it comes after 2.5 decades of hard work.
And one of the things in particular is the impact that you're having on the profession itself. Those are the things that they tell you that they look at. So, I mean, for me personally, it was a surprise, quite frankly. I wasn't expecting it based on the criteria that they listed. I've been in the profession for a long time. I've worked with a lot of different clients, what we call investment managers. So I've been able over the years to develop a subject matter expertise.
That's Andrew Thorne, a partner with PricewaterhouseCoopers and a former alumnus of Harrison College. Congratulations. Our top stories. Problems in the Pine as Barbados records another homicide, a 21-year-old shot and killed, and another stabbed this morning. The Barbados Police Service making another drug bust, this time almost $100,000 worth of cannabis seized. The taxi industry currently in uproar just days before Uber's launch in Barbados. And a Barbadian accountant based in Boston named among Forbes' top 200 in that industry. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.